I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Thanks to Raycon for supporting Skim. With Raycons, you get the same quality audio as other premium audio brands, but at half the price. Go to buyraycon.com/skim and get 15% off your order. Hello and welcome back to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And we've been away. Where have we been?
I've been away.
Yeah, we had a lot going on. We're going to talk about all that in a second. But did you notice the light in here is flickering?
Uh-huh.
Do you think that's going out?
I don't know.
It's this one.
We'll check it. Okay. I'll check it later. Got to get a ladder.
Somebody got to get up there. Probably will be me. No.
Jinx.
Why won't it be me? You don't want it to be me?
Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
All right, I'll get you a Coke. Actually, you're the one that buys the Cokes. They're all in the garage. Anyway, welcome, everybody. Hope you're having a nice October. We had a weird September.
Yeah, we did.
And part of October. Pretty weird. So
you could sum it up with, we had a wedding, a funeral, and a baby in less than 2 weeks.
Yeah, and it was a lot, and it was really fast.
It was really, really fast.
So most people who have listened to my other shows, you've heard the story, but to put it shortly, Kim's brother-in-law got shot by police in a what appears to be somewhat accidental, although they're still investigating what's going on. But he was shot by police.
It was accidental because he wasn't part of
the chase. No, what I mean is the question is, did the cops do anything that to make this worse? You know what I mean? Like, accidental, yes. He was certainly not meant to be the target of anything. He was just in his house, came outside to see what the ruckus was about, and was shot 6 times for that.
And I've been to their house since then. There was another 4 that I saw, or bullet holes that I saw in his house.
Yeah.
So it was like a spray. It was like crazy.
Almost like a different kind of, I don't know how many are in a clip now for a pistol, a police firearm. I have no idea. But anyway, the reason I say that is, you know, this investigation's meant to also uncover if there was any kind of like neglect or anything weird going on side of the cops. So we're still waiting to hear on that. But so that shooting happened. That was devastating. He died a few days later. And then the day after that, they had a wedding.
Yeah,
here.
That had been planned for months and months. It wasn't like, you know.
Same side of the family, though, same which is just chaos. Family. So that happened here. And then almost immediately after that, the funeral. And Kim went. It was in Oregon. I say Florida. Florida's been in the news. That's why.
Grants Pass.
Do you have
Oregon.
Any friends down there that got hit by any of this hurricane, Ian?
Not that I know of.
I meant to ask you that. I guess I just didn't know if anybody was still in that zone.
I know I had a couple of friends that lived in Florida for a few years, but I'm not sure if they're still there. But they're like from high school.
Oh, really?
So. I'm not sure. I don't really keep up with them.
Well, I know they got rain and like leftover stuff from this thing back where you're from in Mississippi, but not near the devastation that they had in Florida. But anyway, so all of that went on. Kim goes to this funeral with all their siblings and then comes home. And almost immediately after that, Tuesday.
I get home Sunday. Monday, I take over van Monday night.
Yeah, we took Van here, slept here, because his mom was going in early the next day to be mm-hmm. induced. So
Which
we were
super fun. We get the fun part. We're like, oh, we're going to hang out with Van for a couple
I was worried
days.
She was going to have it before you got home. And that I did we not want that. That would have sucked. Just because I know how you want to be here for stuff like that, obviously. But no, they scheduled it. She was induced Tuesday and had the baby by like...
It was 1:45 in the afternoon.
Yeah. we have had a chance to see the kid, but we get a real visit on Friday tomorrow.
Yeah, at their house.
At their house.
We'll visit them there.
Out of the hospital, and mm-hmm. her name is Phoebe, and I'm calling her Phoebs from now on already. Nothing to do with friends, okay? So get that out of your heads, everybody. Anyway, it's a lot. It's a whole lot.
It's a lot going on.
Yeah, it's a whole lot. And, you know, considering the circumstances, I feel like your sister is at least busy trying to make sense of stuff, get things ordered and fiddled with and all that.
She's just trying to get it all organized, decide what she's going to do next because, you know, he was her whole life. They don't have children.
No.
They just have a dog that is very confused because the dog was with him most of the time.
Yeah.
But she's doing all right. She has a lot of good support. She has my parents stayed a few more days. Her friend from high school's coming out this month.
Are they there now, your parents? Are they still there?
They're driving home today.
Today. 10-hour drive.
Yeah.
Or so. 11. Anyway, so yeah, that as a result of the last 2-3 weeks, we just couldn't get a skim wedged in. It's just hard. Plus it was just like, you know, so much intensity to all this. It was like, what are we going to talk about? All we're thinking about is the shooting. All we're thinking about is this.
Yeah.
This it's been funeral or whatever.
Sleepless nights and crazy days. So.
Yeah. But it does feel like finally maybe we can settle into this fall and, you know, enjoy Halloween. We got a little baby now that's here and she's like beautiful and perfectly healthy in every way. She doesn't even have any weird marks on her. She's just like,
she doesn't have a weird bobbly head or anything. Yeah. She's just like the cutest.
She's too perfect looking. I honestly expect goblins and we didn't get that. And her, you know, her head's not shaped funny. No cone head, none of that.
And Van said, look, she has a nose. I have a nose. We match.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. It's like, yeah, bud, we all have them. We all get the nose. If you don't, that's trouble.
And he liked her teeny tiny fingernails. That's what he talked about.
Loves her little feet and her little fingernails. And he's super stoked. And it's making Taylor cry when he says these cute little things. But anyway, there couldn't be better. But I was thinking yesterday, and I think I mentioned it. When you see a movie that's supposed to have a newborn, like a birth scene in a movie, mm-hmm. and they pull up a baby and it's just like a jellied up 19-week-old, you know? You're like, well, wait a minute, that isn't realistic or whatever. That's how this felt. Even though she had just been born, if I'd have seen her in a movie, I would have went, try a little harder with your special effects. Because she looked great. She didn't look like a wrinkled up nightmare. Like they do, you know? And it's fine. We all did. I look like a raisin with eyes. It was awful.
Whatever.
I did. I have photos to prove it. Anyway, so that's what's been going on. I don't know. Do you have any overarching? Did we learn anything through any of this?
Oh, my gosh.
Was it just like, oh, hey, by the way, life is a lot of death.
Real crazy stuff.
Marriage, birth.
I'm not going to swear on here.
But you know what I mean? Like it was the full run of what life is.
Of everything. Yeah.
Yeah. And the, you know, the newlyweds are, they were never a problem. They're good. They're just off being married now.
Yep.
Probably doing like everyone else did, which is, ooh, why didn't we just save that money and like elope or something? You know, they all say it after.
I know.
But prior to, they're like, oh, we have to have this. We must do this. It's for the parents. You know?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes I think the real issue, it's not really a problem, but the real issue is the FOMO. You see way too many things going on Instagram, on Pinterest, all the things that everybody's doing. You think, oh, I want to do that and that and that and that and that. Yeah. I want to do that. Yeah. I like that. And you kind of have this idea in your head of you see too many things that are the things you want.
Yeah. And the reason for all that is money.
And it used to be
it's a business,
more traditional things. Well, you have to have the venue, the cake, the dress, and that's kind of what you have. And
the preacher or whoever.
And it all kind of falls into place. And you get to pick the colors, and the colors are always whatever's in. Mm-hmm. Well, have you looked at Pinterest lately? There are so many ideas for a wedding. I don't know how you do pick.
I don't know how you pick any of it.
So I think there's just a lot of, you know, cute girls getting married going, but I want that and I love that and I want the, you know, bachelorette party and the, the bachelors, whatever, and everything going on and pictures of everything.
How come women all, the newly wed ladies, when they have their bachelorette parties, why do they all want the little wieners, suckers and stuff that look like weenies?
It's just part of the tradition of it.
But why?
I don't think you need that.
Guys don't get together and go, all right, we're going to go hang out at this bar.
Okay, a lot of them do.
And then we're going to get vagina
they
suckers.
They go to strip clubs. That's the whole thing. That's the traditional thing. A lot of them.
No. So they go for real vaginas while women are going for straws shaped like vaginas or penises. I don't understand, dude.
I don't get it either, but whatever. You do you.
What did I even do? I didn't do much. I think I hung out with a couple of friends.
With a couple of your friends from high school, yeah.
Mark and Dan, maybe? Mm-hmm. And they were kind of being weird then. You remember, they were sure you weren't going to last. You were going to be like this fly-by-night, take advantage of
your person. You can't marry some girl from another place. She's just going to want to go home after
you get
married.
She's going to be homesick the second you get married, and you're going to move to Mississippi and hate it, and then you're going to have a messy divorce. And they had all these ideas. Now, here we are 30 years later.
Like, we were fine. What's your problem?
We were 100% fine. We never had any... It was purely based on some stereotype they had about marrying someone from a different state, or I don't know where that comes from. It was really weird. I didn't like it. Whatever. If they're listening now, listen, Mark, you probably listen. Maybe he doesn't. One of my great old friends, known him since junior high. I think we were 10 or 11 when we met.
Wow.
And we knew each other that whole time. Young. You know, it was a long time ago. They were probably just looking out for me. You know, they didn't know that you weren't the succubus. They thought you were like a succubus from hell.
They didn't know me at all.
No, they didn't know you. If they knew you, then they'd know. But they didn't know. And the girls they were dating then, I knew those girls weren't going to last. Like the one Dan.
Well, that's not very nice at all.
This blonde girl Dan was dating. He couldn't come to our wedding for some reason, but he was dating this blonde girl. It doesn't matter what color her hair is. That's just what I remember. And I remember seeing her and going, I don't know if that one's going to last, but I didn't say that to anybody. So I held it in while they were like, dude, we're worried about you. You're tying your wagon to the wrong star. They didn't actually say that.
They didn't know me at all, though. That I literally hadn't hardly met them.
No, so you I'm barely like, knew
they
them.
They just assumed.
Which was part of it. Whatever. They barely knew you. You barely knew them. You were a different personality, I think, maybe than they expected.
Maybe.
But I think if I had married somebody like me, I would be divorced by now. I needed to marry somebody like you, somebody who is different from me in almost every conceivable way, so that all the puzzle pieces fit.
There you go.
You know? I'm making hand shapes. You guys can't see it.
I'm sure they can imagine what hand shapes you're making.
Speaking of listening to your friends, hey, have you ever listened to your friends and thought, boy, they sound bad over these headphones or whatever crappy thing you're wearing on your head? Well, I got good news for you. Our friends at Raycon have a better way. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts lately and a lot of music, to be honest. A lot of I found this really great trance playlist they update every week on Apple Music, and I've had that on almost full time. Whenever I'm in the car, headphones on, earbuds in, whatever, I'm all into that. And as a result, it has been great. And one of the reasons that that's true is because I use my Raycon wireless earbuds to do it. We're teaming up with Raycon. And all you got to do is go to buyraycon.com/skim and save $15 on your order. Do it today because it's amazing. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. They've got optimized gel tips that fit in my big dumb ears. And they got adjustable little replacements in case you got better ears than me. You probably do. The defaults work great for me, but I always feel like I have big holes here that shouldn't be as big as they are. Anyway, they're very comfortable. They don't fall out. They don't budge. They don't go anywhere except where you want them to go. And they give you 8 hours of playtime, 32-hour battery life overall. And they're priced just right. You get them for half the price of premium audio brands, but with the same quality. And I'm like, I'm going to argue sometimes better quality. I've used some premium audio brands. I won't say the brands, but I've used them. And I went, oh, these aren't as good as my Raycons, but I sure paid more for these. Anyway, they're priced right. They're great. I love them. And also, some of my favorite features, for example, are earbud tap functions, like tap it if I need to make a phone call, tap it to pause stuff. You know, the different awareness mode setting. I really like that. So I can tell if you're yelling at me or not. Not that you yell at me.
Not at all.
No, you're a non-yeller.
Ever.
Anyway, it's amazing. I love it. I think you will too. And you should check these out. Go to buyraycon.com/skim today and get 15% off your Raycon order. Again, that's buyraycon.com/skim for 15% off. buyraycon.com/skim. And by the way, a couple of friends of the show have already written me and said, so, you know, some are like, I got the earbuds, I love them. Other people wrote in and said, I got their over-the-ear cans, their noise isolation ones. Raving about those.
I may have to check those out.
Yeah, you might like
I
that.
I think I need some of those.
You like over-the-ear stuff, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you're wearing them. You're wearing a pair of over-the-ears now. Anyway, let's get to your emails. Yeah, that's right. We read your emails here on the thing. They've been piling up a little bit.
Sorry, everybody.
No, it's all right. I appreciate them keeping coming because we don't want to be out of emails if we can help it. Jessica S. wrote in. She used the address skimshow@gmail.com and she says, hello, Scott and Kim. I have to share a funny story with you. I work for a small high school here in Southern California. While I was walking across campus, I noticed one of the football players and his girlfriend walking and holding hands. Oh,
that's adorable.
It's a lovely story so far. Says, now our school has a strict no PDA rule, which means no Palm Pilots. No, what else were there? I don't remember. Just kidding. That's public displays of affection. As a staff member, I have to address this. Right as I am about to tell them to stop holding hands, the girlfriend pinched the butt of the football player. So naturally, instead of saying, stop holding hands, I yelled, you're going to love this, no touching butts. The couple broke apart quickly and I ran in different directions. It was hilarious. And I wanted you to know that the phrase still holds plenty of weight. Love the show. So it's
it
the whole
always holds plenty of weight. Are you kidding?
For new people, like if you haven't heard this story before, we had a rule with the kids, especially in their teens, mm-hmm. where
no making out or touching butts.
No making out or touching butts. It was
and
just
Scott
something
would yell that out the door as they left for dates.
Yeah, some scared boy is here to pick up Taylor or whatever for prom. And as they leave, you know, it was all very lovely. Got to meet him, take pictures. Oh, that corsage is nice, blah, blah, blah. They leave the door and you go, oh, yeah, no no making out or touching butts. And it would put the fear in the kid because he was, A, confused. Like, why would someone yell that at anyone? And so he thought about it all night. I promise you that.
Oh, yeah.
So that was a good thing. And I recommend it for fathers everywhere. And mothers. You don't have to be
and teachers.
And teachers. Yeah, it works for teachers. I do want to ask this question, and they're not here to answer it, but a strict no PDA policy at a high school. How do you enforce that?
That's more about no making out in high school hallways and stuff.
But if they're not allowed to hold hands even.
Right. I mean.
Wow. That seems.
I think if you say PDA, a lot of people are like, well, we're not making out. We're just holding hands. So they finally had to just go, okay, all of it. Wipe the board.
Must be a problem there. I mean, I don't know. Like my high school, you could hold hands all day. They didn't care. But they were mad if you were making out.
But it didn't get out of control, apparently.
Well, no. It wasn't the gateway drug to coitus.
That's what I'm thinking.
coitus in the courtyard or anything. We didn't do that. Well, I didn't. Maybe somebody else did. all right. Neither here nor there. Let's do this email from Jake. Who says, hey, Scott and Kim, longtime listener, viewer to All Things Frog Pants, since the days of downloading shows and uploading them to my Zune.
Oh, wow.
We're talking like 06, 07 there. Says the final. Oh, you know what I found out the other day? This blew my mind. I can't stop thinking about it. Who sings.
Squirrel.
Who sings Summer of 69? Brian Adams.
Okay.
I shouldn't forget that. We have a neighbor named Brian Adams, yeah. Who's not the singer. Anyway, Brian Adams sang the song Summer of 69. Mm-hmm. I got my first wrist. You know the one.
I know the one.
If he were to make that, if that song was to release today and he was talking about the same past and meaning total number of years ago that he wanted to sing about, it would be the summer of 07, the year the iPhone came out.
And the Zune made you think of that?
It just made me think of how time is, how weird time is. Well, no, it just made me think of like
the Zune. That was probably 07.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It made me think of that time, which would be not a cool thing to sing about.
No.
It's the summer of 07. Lame.
Or not sing at all.
I shouldn't do that. Anyway, he says, the fine state of Utah and food are often topics on Skim, and I've got something later this week that involves both. I'm a private chef / caterer from Nashville, Tennessee. Oh, I'll bet that dude makes food.
Oh, my gosh. That's
my mouth watered. My mouth watered as I read Tennessee. Not so much Nashville. Just kidding. Well, you were born in Nashville.
I was born in Memphis.
Memphis, sorry. I always forget.
I went to Nashville a few years ago with the kids.
You know what's cool about that city? Memphis? It's based on Memphis in ancient Egypt.
Okay.
So
I did not know that.
Isn't that cool? Same with Georgia. And
that makes sense, yes.
What's the one I heard the other day that we always think of it as an American sounding thing, but it's like an
Paris,
ancient
Texas.
City. No one thinks of Paris.
But that's an ancient city.
You're right. Shit. I can't think
anyway,
of it.
Anyway, back to the Zune.
Back to the Zune. No, back to this guy's story. So he's this private dude from Tennessee. All right.
Private chef.
Private chef. Sorry. He's a very private man. Anyway, a client hired him to cater a wedding at glamping facility just outside of Zion's National Park.
Okay, very cool.
Or some non-Utahns call it Zion for some reason.
Yeah, I've heard that.
It's Zion. Okay. Whether we're right or wrong, you want to say it that way. Say Zion. Oh, you know what it is? It's the Matrix. Because
we are never going to make it.
No, we'll get there. We'll get there.
This email.
But it's because Morpheus stands up and goes, Zion.
Oh,
and
that's why. Right.
Anyway,
that's why.
He says, my wife and I are staying near St. George in an Airbnb and serving on site of the campground. This sounds so great. Should be a fun challenge. Luckily, it's a small affair, 30 people, so I should be able to handle it just fine despite lack of infrastructure on site. He says, anyway, here are the menus. Appetizers. Bacon-wrapped Brussels sprout skewer with balsamic glaze.
Yum. Oh, my gosh.
Whipped goat cheese crostini with hot honey, thyme, and green apple.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you think of that?
That sounds so good.
And I love that area where he's going. Mm-hmm. It's my favorite part of this whole planet. And I could live there. St. George and Zion's. That whole zone. Just my jam, dude. Oh, I'm so excited for him to be there. He's probably already been because I think this email may have just been before and now it's after. Anyway, next up, Philo cup with brie, fig, raspberry, sea salt.
These are all the appetizers?
Those are just appetizers. You get to choose. Or maybe you get them all.
No,
I don't know.
You probably get them all.
Then he goes,
small.
This is like a course kind of thing, mm-hmm. right? Dinner, mixed green salad with berries and lemon/vanilla vinaigrette. Roast beef tenderloin. There's no better loin than true. A tenderloin. Shrimp and grits. He says, I make my own sauce with bacon, mushroom, garlic, white wine, butter, hot sauce, lemon juice, and Worcestershire.
Okay, you're going to need to send this email to me so I can recreate some really
I want
good food.
That shrimp and grits right there?
Yeah.
I might just pass away. Roasted Brussels sprouts tossed in pepper jelly and golden raisins. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Think of the pepper jelly I made a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that's
so good on.
It's really interesting. Mm. He finishes by saying, oops, I
love this whole menu. It's very Southern, very classy. I like it.
Says, we've been to the area a handful of times. We are big national park people. And I can't wait to go back. Love the show and what y'all do. The world needs more people like the Johnsons. Oh, I don't know.
Maybe. That's so nice.
It's really nice. But we're just boring white people. Not a lot of diversity around here. I grew up with Koreans.
Hey,
I had Korean siblings.
Southern diversity going on here.
That's true. Kim is descended from the relationship of, I almost said Benedict Cumberbatch. Why?
I don't know.
the great founding father, Benedict Cumberbatch. Thomas Jefferson, geez. Thomas Jefferson and one of his slaves I'm not even sure she consented. This may have been a real rough piece of history. I don't know.
Okay.
The point is that bloodline went right through your family. You got a little bit of that
I
in there.
I believe it did.
Yep. It's pretty great. And you got some Choctaw India. Mm-hmm. You got French Cajun.
French Cajun.
Yeah. Kim is all sorts of mixed up.
I am all mixed up.
I'm a Scandinavian white dude.
And I appreciate the compliment because that was very nice.
And my kids all tan really nice. Thanks to you, not me. Anyway, it says, check out my Instagram for a sneak peek at what I do for a living. Clatter Catering with a K. You know what? I'm going to look it up right now.
Okay. I am very excited to see this.
Instagram.
Well, knowing where people are listening, so you might want to do that after.
I just want to see. I'm looking right now. Here we go. It's coming up. Oh, I need to follow this. Oh, there's a shot really from good. Zion's. Okay, so this happened.
Okay.
And you can't see this because you're way over there.
Yes.
Oh, man.
And I'm really missing out, aren't I? Dang it.
I'll show you this after. All right. This is gorgeous. What a beautiful site this is. Where is this? Is it like private space somewhere?
If it's glamping, it's just outside of Zion's.
Oh, did we say it was glamping?
Mm-hmm. It's a clatter, glamping site.
Clatter catering and glamping at Utah.
Well, wow, glamping in Utah.
I hope it went well and that you send me all your food when you're done. That's amazing. Go look that up, you guys. It's Clatter Catering, at Clatter Catering on Instagram. He's also got a website you can go look at.
K, clattering.
Clatter. So two D's. So I'll spell it.
Okay.
K-L-A-D-D-E-R. So Clatter Catering, the way catering is spelled.
Okay, cool.
Not with another K.
That's what I was asking.
Like Mortal Kombat over there. All right, we got one final email from KT Data. You know Kevin.
I know Kevin.
Did you know his last name was Tech?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
T-E-K.
I thought that was short for technology because he's such a little tech nerd that I thought he just was like, oh, here's my little nickname I do sometimes. Kevin I'm tech. Just, am mm-hmm. I like a little
that's,
tech guy?
That's It's very cool.
It is cool. It's actually a rad name. Anyway, Kevin's great. We already like him. So whatever this email is, not a problem. Hello, Scott and Kim. With all the cruise talk, did you guys play any shuffleboard? That's the first thing I think of when I hear about the word cruise. All right, before we finish the email, no.
There was no shuffleboard on our cruise.
I don't even think they had the... They usually have permanent installations of the board. Of the thing. I didn't see that. So I don't know if it's because it's new and they're just like, no one does this in Alaska.
No one does this anymore.
I don't know. There were enough old people there that definitely could have, but... I don't know. Or maybe in the newer ships, it's a removable thing or a thing you can add, depending on what, you know, whether you think people are going to play it or not, but we didn't see it. And you're right. That is a stereotype of cruising.
Absolutely.
And I did find out that, did I tell you I watched that documentary about secret life of cruises?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That I-95 thing is real and our ship had one, but this
so cool.
Stem to, or tip to back.
Stern to stem.
Is that what I'm trying to say?
I think so.
There was just a big, long hallway, so everybody can scurry around and get stuff everywhere really fast.
So cool.
Pretty rad.
I need to watch it.
I want to go. I want to tour that. I don't know why that's interesting to me.
I wonder if that's a thing.
And they live all along it. Like, there's a lot of crew quarters in there, and apparently they're always having sex a lot. That's really? A thing, yeah. Like, all on these trips, total strangers. Guy from Singapore, girl from West Africa, going for it.
All right.
Just.
Well, you know, you're on that ship for a long time.
Wieners out, everybody. It says, finally, love the show, and I'd love to take you out for all you can eat shabu-shabu, sushi, and Japanese barbecue. There's a place in Sandy that does all three, since y'all are awesome. Kevin, I'd go there in a heartbeat. We should plan it. Because I really like him. I really like his girlfriend.
They're great.
All this food he just talked about sounds amazing. So, dude, why don't we? I also have some more questions to ask about lighting for my video setup. It's never right. I don't do it right. I have this great space in here and I just don't do it right.
It's true. I have to have Kevin over.
Yeah, I need him over. And if we do that, then Kim will make you guys like a massive, we'll do an amazing lineup of food.
I may have to steal some of those recipes. Yeah. Do shrimp and grits.
Now he knows we have three dogs and a cat. If one of those animals is missing when you get here and dinner's really good, well, put two and two together, buddy. Just kidding. Kevin's great. Thank you for that email. If you'd like to send in your emails, it's super easy. FilmSack. Jeez Louise. Skimshow. I know. Habit. Skimshow@gmail.com. That's skimshow@gmail.com. All right. We're talking about all this food. We just ate something you made. Do you want to talk about that? Because it was amazing. It sounds boring. Sure. It's not.
It sounds boring. I repurposed something that Scott loves V8.
I do.
Loves to just drink his spicy V8. And
like when those people go, I could have had a V8. I'm like, I did have one. I had one.
And I like a good deal.
Yeah.
So I found him some knockoff V8. It was a different brand, Knudsen or something, brand of vegetable
drink
juice.
Right. You could use it for margaritas or something.
It was whatever, but Scott didn't like it. He was like, ugh, it's not V8.
It's not the same.
I don't like it.
Probably missing all the sodium that's killing me.
I got to do something with this. I'm not just going to chuck it.
Yeah.
It's a whole glass bottle of it. So I made tomato soup with it.
As the basis of a tomato soup.
Yeah.
But what else was in there? Because it was creamy.
So I took the whole bottle, put it in, added some tomato paste so it makes it thicker.
Yeah.
I added sour cream.
Yeah.
And I added oat milk and then...
Oat milk?
Yeah.
Instead of milk?
Well, we only drink oat milk, right?
That's true. I like oat milk. It's been amazing in everything we've tried it in.
And then I added a lot of salt, pepper, and Italian seasoning. And it made the really good, yummy tomato soup.
It was fantastic. And you were those pumpkin seeds you just said?
Yes, I did put some pumpkin seeds.
So pumpkin seeds on top that are roasted and salty.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she made grilled cheese on
grilled cheese and tomato soup is like
Oh, it's so good.
A marriage.
But you did like a you did like a three cheese blend on this.
I did. I did provolone, Havarti, and Swiss.
Havarti? Mm-hmm. That's real? Is that a thing?
Yeah. It melts really nicely.
It's a silly name. Havarti. Have I never heard the term Havarti? What kind of cheese you got? Havarti. That doesn't sound right.
Dil Havarti is like my favorite cheese.
Oh, I loved his book. His third book was amazing. Dil Havarti. Great author. Anyway, three cheese mixed deal, and it was thinner sliced
sourdough
bread.
Yeah.
Which I, you know, we both.
I'm glad you like my cooking.
Oh, so good. It was so good, you guys. And it gave the tomato soup a different kind of flavor, given that, again, a different kind of source. It
was a vegetable soup, really.
Yeah.
But it was started
It was
out
so good.
With that. Mm-hmm.
I would like more. I know there's some in the pot up there.
I'm glad you liked it. Don't overdo it.
This is my problem. Kim's like, can I make that? Are you going to be okay with that? And I'm like, yeah, if I don't eat 12 bowls of it and
this is
four
true.
Sandwiches. This is where I struggle.
This is true.
When I'm hungry, I never do the wait till I'm full thing.
It's
I just
hard.
Keep
it's hard.
Eating.
And it's been so crazy. You're like, I don't know. Especially I was gone 4 days last week. And you don't know when your next meal is coming because it's like, oh, I got a show, but oh, I got to order some food. As soon as I'm off, it doesn't come for 40 minutes. Like your schedule of eating is off.
Yeah. And just the whole, like, I used to stress starve when things would be stressful. I would eat less. Now something flipped in about 2016. And ever since then, I stress eat. And despite all that, I did go down two sizes in my pants, two belt sizes. Or no, two sizes. I went from a 40 to a 36, right? 36?
So 4 inches? Was that 4 inches?
Four inches, yeah. I'm pretty happy with that. But it's not for lack of trying because I still eat like an idiot. Not as much.
Well,
though. I've cut
I
back.
I do try to give you healthier food.
No, you're good. It's not your problem. You're not the mistake.
I have to make just enough is the problem.
I don't
there
know what it is.
There cannot be leftovers.
My
Scott
desire,
will find them.
I will. My desire to just keep going is, I never understood it growing up because I could always, who cares, eat and then stop.
That's just kid metabolism. Even teenager metabolism is the same way.
But even then I could give it or take it. If I was done, I was done. Now I'm like, I got to get more. I got to have more. Why? It's a weird thing with me now. I don't know why the temptation is so strong to eat. And I know other people can relate to this. I just, for me, it's relatively new.
That's true.
You know, 6 years of this, roughly, of me feeling that way. Whereas prior to that, if I was having a stressful week, I'm like, I'm not hungry.
Feeling full.
Yeah, I never feel full. I could eat right now.
Yeah.
And it's been 45 minutes since we ate. So explain that. Anyway, metabolism, man, it's weird. Anyway, so there it is. That's your foodie for the week. That's not really a recipe, though. You probably should put that together. You want to put it together?
That's the problem. I don't measure anything. I just kind of put it in there, taste it, put a little more if it needs it.
Yeah, so you at home should do that too. Just
try
it to taste, okay? If you F it up, what are you going to do? It's fine.
Just add a little bit of salt at a time so you never make it. It's really hard to unsalt something.
And if your guests leave in a huff, it's on them, not you. You ever had anybody?
I like that.
Have we had anybody storm out of the house after a meal or anything? Have we ever had anybody get mad and leave?
No.
Haven't
not
we?
Not over food.
Not even our own kids.
Not about food, no. Like, ugh, that was gross.
But
out.
We've been in places where things got weird.
Yes.
And like real quiet around the table. Like, oh boy.
Oh boy. What is this?
We have never done that.
I try really hard to get it right.
You're a good host. Well, I don't mean just because of the food. I mean, I like, if they're arguing because, I don't know, the spark is gone. I don't know what the reason would be. when we were first married, we had friends who, I remember one, I'm not going to say their names, but one night the wife came over and I was home alone.
Mm-hmm.
And she
I
came
you were up watching Tay. I think you were,
I was watching Taylor.
I had left for a while, but Taylor was home.
Yeah. This is like, she was maybe a year old or something. And she came over, knocked on the door. She says, can I stay here? I'm like, stay here. The frick are you talking about? She just means I just need to be here for a while. I had a big fight. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. Come on in. She went and sat on the couch and just kind of sat there. And this is before smartphones. So there's not like anything really for her to get bored with or to sit and open up. And I just felt really weird. It just felt awkward and weird. And then later the husband came, bunk, 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 opened the door. You still weren't home.
Is she here?
Is she here? And I'm like, yeah, are you guys okay? It's like, yeah, I just had a fight. It's fine. Just need her to come home. And it was like, oh man. And I was worried, like worried it was going to get like, worse if I let him go or whatever.
Or if they were just fighting your living room.
But they left and I never heard anything back. But apparently they had an all out deal. And we just have never had that. Mm-mm. Should we start? Is now the time?
Is now the time? Yeah. 30 years in, I've decided.
Let's have a fight.
Let's have a real fight.
Let's have a real, you know, balls to the wall, fisticuffs. I don't know why the balls have to be to the wall. Anyway, if you like this show, would like to support it and see its continuance, despite our recent delay with all the things going on, you can do that at patreon.com/frogpants. Even a dollar a month, man. That's all it would take. Just to show a little love to your favorite couples cast. Yeah, that's right. I called it a couples cast.
Wow.
We haven't called them that since 2005, but damn it, they're back and they're big. Okay. Scott and Kim at the bow.
Singing we're bringing it back, babe.
That's right. Frogpants.com/skim for everything else. And again, that email address, skimshow@gmail.com.
Thanks, guys.
I think that's it. Kim, do you have anything else you want to add before we go?
I've got to go pick apples at my sister's to make organic applesauce for Phoebe.
Ooh.
That's what I'm doing today.
What about the rest of us?
You can have some. Do you like applesauce?
How sugary is it?
It won't have any.
It'll be natural?
It'll be all natural.
I'm in on your applesauce
all right.
program. So thanks, everybody. We're going to spend a bunch of time with a baby coming up. And I hope you're all jealous of this baby because she's amazing. And she's not even, we don't even know what her personality is yet. Maybe she'll be a total butthole. I don't know. Anyway, thanks for listening.
Thanks,
we'll see
guys.
You next time. Bye.
Ready for breakfast. Here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.